Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 625, Focus on the Big Picture. This is kind of tricky, right? Because we talk a lot about focusing on the efforts, the things that are within your control, which a lot of times are those things that are right in front of you, right? Like, you literally, if it's something that you're in control of, it's usually right there in that moment. So why do we also, if we're focusing on the things within our control, do we want to keep focus on the big picture? Because you start to see that over the course of time, things play themselves out. If you're just looking at what's happening right in front of you and that's all you look at, then every choice that you make becomes magnified in a way that it shouldn't. Because what you're doing, whether this is weight loss or whether this is development or whatever this is you're working through a process where you're just making decisions, taking actions, and over in having checkpoints to kind of see where you are. If we're doing weight loss, that's what we call the progress updates. And you're just moving along. But see, you're doing these actions, but there's also going to be times where you step away or things don't go the way that you would have planned over, you know, in between progress updates or in between checkpoints, or you'll have a series of updates that aren't going the way that you would like them to. And it's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to say, you know, well, why am I even doing this? Like, why can't I get this together? That's one that you hear a lot, right? But if you actually take a step back, the further back you're able to go, like the further back you're able to look at something, you look at like day one when you start something, and like a month in, you could look like, you know, after that first month, you could look after 6 months, you look after a year. And as time starts to go by, this stuff really starts to play itself out. You do start to see patterns. You know, things that you actually have been able to build into habits, both what would be considered good habits and bad habits, and then you can make adjustments. Now, again, you're never going to be a productivity machine where you're just doing all the good things and none of the things that aren't, you know, ultra productive. So you got to give, you know, you have to be able to give yourself some slack on that. But what happens is that you do realize then that you are focusing on a process instead of just the outcome. Which a lot of times outcomes are what people tie goals to. But the outcome is just the results of your efforts. If you're going to set goals, you should set those again around those things within your control. But also be able to take a step back and look at how this stuff goes over time. And you'll see how those outcomes start to trend. And you'll see that what you've really done as you've been focusing on this process that you've been working through is you've been learning skills. You've been learning about yourself. You're figuring out which way things are going to work for you. And that's really important. Now, on the weight loss side of things, that's hard because while there are some, you know, things that pretty much fall in line, if you're trying to lose weight, you got to drink water. You've got to be eating less food than you're burning off, right? You got to be taking in less than you're burning off. Like, just happens that way. And, you know, a lot of times usually, it's a good idea to start with nutrient-dense foods. So that's a lot of produce. It's a lot of your protein sources, things like that. While that stuff is, while those, you know, pieces of the puzzle or tools, if you want to call them, you could even do that, are pretty common, you got to figure out how those are going to work for you. You got to figure out your meal frequency. You got to figure out when you're going to exercise. How are you going to be able to fit that in? How's it going to be something that you can stick with? Maybe something that you can stick with now isn't something you're going to be able to do a couple months from now. That's fine. When is it time to push yourself further, maybe try some new things, add some things? When is it time to actually scale back? These are all things that you learn. See, this is another reason. Like, you got to look at the big picture because you're learning. Not only are you seeing how results are coming in over the course of time, and the more time you give, again, the more true those results are going to be, but you're learning about who you are. And it's really hard not to want to rush through this, and it's really hard not to get frustrated, and it's when things aren't going the way that you want them to go, it's really hard to just take a step back and be able to focus on the process instead of the outcome that you've tied some goals to. It's hard to do that. But once you're able to do that, to start doing that, you'll start to appreciate what you're actually working through. And again, this comes in by being able to take a step back and look at the big picture. So that's what I'm hoping that you're going to be able to do with this. I do want to hear your thoughts on this. So definitely let me know. If you're posting on Instagram, either in your feed or your story, just make sure you tag me. I'm @YourLevelFitness on there. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.